Wind onto a side street in tiny Georgiana, Alabama, and you'll find a home with a broad covered wraparound porch. It's a beautiful place in its own right. Now add to the equation the boy who lived here, and you've got visitors from around the globe. The story of one boy's home is today's edition of The American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Margaret Gaston helps tell the story of a historic home in Georgiana, Alabama.
They moved in the early 1930 and lived here until the fall of 1934. He got his first guitar when they lived here. His mother ordered it from Cicero Buck.
The boy who received that guitar in the early 1930s was named Hank Williams.
Hank's dad was an engineer for W. T. Smith Lumber Company on their log trains. Sometime about the time that Hank started first grade, his dad began to have health issues and went in the Veterans Hospital during the time they were living here.
His mother and sister lived here in this home with four apartments. Hank struck up a friendship with a guitar player named T-Tot, who often played music down by the tracks.
If T-Tot was down there at the depot with his guitar to pick up coins and that sort of thing, and Hank was there, and that's what some of the cousins remembered, was Hank just following him around.
T-Tot was his teacher, so to speak. He may have been paid by barter. No one knows for sure. Hank also began to sing.
During the summer months, the children would attend these shape note singing schools. And the one that he attended was out at Oak Grove AME Church. I've been to some of those singings, and you know, they had somebody that heist the tune, and they just really have at it.
Perhaps some saw talent in the young man's singing and playing, but what made him a star? That's next time as we travel the countryside in Georgiana, Alabama. I'm Andrew McRae.